keep it to myself.
It's gonna be all right.
Oh, yeah.
It's gonna be all right.
Tell somebody.
I know you in love. I got you.
Oh, yes. Hey, welcome, everyone. This is cultural excellence in music, art, entertainment, man, education, business. So kick back, grab a glass, and enjoy. And I want to welcome to the set my main man, D.A., the Waymaker. Hey, my brother.
Hey there, my brothers. Hello, world.
Hey.
We ready for you?
I don't think they're ready for us, Way. I don't think they're ready. It would behoove them to get ready because this thing right here is off the chazang. It is off the charts, ladies and gentlemen. Cultural excellence in music, art, entertainment, education, and business. And we do this thing because we want to bring a platform designed just for you. And those of you who I'm talking to, you already know what I'm talking about. Hey, Waymaker. All right. Okay. Miss Coco. Oh my goodness. Miss Coco, she's buffering right now. And, I tell you what. Oh, there she is. Miss Coco.
There she is.
Oh, looking lovely, Miss Coco.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, now you can see this if you're on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Twitter. Miss Coco, Miz, that's M-I-Z-Z. All right. Don't get it twisted. Check her out. Got a bunch of hits out right now, and we're going to play all of them. I know she only has about 45 minutes or so on this set, but it's okay. We're just going to have a really, really good time. Now, you guys, you know how I kick this thing off, because I really have to acknowledge people that help us to achieve what we're about to achieve. And before the Waymaker, before Miss Coco, before Bessie Stokes, you know, all these great people that have contributed to this network, Mr. Derek the Change Man Smith, I have to give honor to him because he made the connection. He made the connection.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And I do not forget people that help us, right? Because this is what we want to do right now. Miss Coco, kick back, because the next song you hear after we come back will be yours. But in the meantime, I just want to roll with you. I just want to roll with you.
Roll, baby, roll.
Come on.
Let's go.
I doing? Can't keep it to myself.
Just got home from work.
Listen, I got your text earlier. And I know you're very stressed out over your situation.
That lady almost got it today. She almost got it.
Well, don't you worry, because I got something very special for you.
You trying to do Netflix and chill tonight?
No, girl, ain't nobody trying to be watching no movie.
Well, there's always nothing. What is you doing now?
I want you to pay very close attention. Listen.
Go into the bedroom. There's a box on the bed just for you.
Don't install us.
Want to roll with you, baby.
But there's a dress for the lashes. For
this is the
eyes.
Buzz, the baddest on the planet.
Studio W.
Baby, I already told
I'm
you.
Excited. I can't wait. It's been a long time. We need to move.
I wanna roll with you,
baby. Party all night long. Let's get out groove.
I wanna roll with you.
Oh yeah. To the early morning. Let's get out to the home.
I'm secure, a babysitter.
I'm gonna take you to your favorite spot for dinner. Then we'll go and dance
to some old school R&B.
Yeah.
Gonna dance the night away.
Yeah.
Baby, just you and me.
Ooh. And when we get back home, baby, we don't need no
TV
or nobody to call our phone. I'm gonna be your dessert, baby.
I know you're watching your weight,
but a little chocolate won't hurt.
I wanna roll.
Come on.
Yeah.
Hey.
Party all night long. Let's get out.
I wanna roll.
I'm your husband, yes, and you're my wife.
Come on.
I need you.
Come on now.
There's something more important to me, yes, than to see you happy. Oh, baby. There's nothing more important to me, oh, no, than to see a smile on your face. If you got a problem, then I got a problem, and I'ma help you solve them. Can I tell you again? If you got a problem, and I got a problem, and I'ma help you solve them. Yes, I will. If something's bothering you, oh, baby, then it's bothering me too. Yes, it is. We've been together for a long time. Oh, baby, I've so got your mind. I want to roll with you. I want to roll with you.
I want to roll with you.
I want to roll.
Oh, it did. Oh, it gets gooder. Look, ladies and gentlemen, kick back, grab a glass. You in for a treat tonight. You in for a treat, a night of Southern Soul. You know what we do on Wednesday. It's on Wednesdays, rather. It's cultural excellence. Put a line under that. Cultural excellence. A platform for us. I'm going to just leave it like that, Waymaker. A platform for us. Man.
For us.
For us.
Grown folk.
Yeah, U.S.
For us. Yeah.
And welcome to the set.
Hey, look here, put us capitalizing.
Yeah.
Capitalize for us.
That's right. Hashtag it. Do what you gotta do. Hey, welcome to the set. The lovely, beautiful Ms. Coco. That's MIZZCOCO. Hey, Ms. Coco, what's going on, girl?
Hi, thank you. Thank you for welcoming me. It's good to be here.
Well, I'm glad that you're here. Okay. Hopefully Miss Patty can join us shortly. But anyway, now I want you to tell us about who is Ms. I'm talking about M-I-Z-Z. Okay. Not M-S, not M-Z, M-I-Z-Z Coco. Who is Miss Coco?
Okay. Miss Coco is a Southern soul, soul, gospel, R&B artist.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I do.
Yeah. And I promise you, I'm going to ask you a few questions, right? And I want to know, when did you start singing?
I started singing when I was 4 years old.
Whoa!
Been a little while.
Been a little while. Just, hey, folks, just a tiny little while, okay? All right. Just a tiny little while. She started singing at the age of 4. Next question. Who inspired you?
Oh, wow. See, that's a big question, because when I was growing up, my mom worked at the record factory, and that's when they printed the 45.
Oh.
Right? So every song that came out on the 45, my mom had it. You know, we had it in the house.
Right.
So, you know, I had a real gumbo pot of soul many singers, artists. It was extremely versatile.
Yeah.
So I grew up, you know, with all of that.
Okay. 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 And I'm sure the Waymaker, I'm going to toss it over to the Waymaker, my co-host, my main man, DA. I call him DA. That's district attorney. Waymaker. Absolutely, folks, I'm telling you right now. Oh, this is already fun. Now, whoa. We can't ignore who else is on the set right here. Hold, drum roll. Is that Pat? Is that Miss Patty? Pat Brown.
Yeah,
hey, girl.
Drum roll.
Yeah, let's get a drum roll here.
Like technology today.
Yeah. I should have pulled the drum roll thing ahead over here. But that's all. Hey, look here.
That would have been awesome.
Hey, look here. I tell you what. Oh, don't put it past me. Now we should have. Oh, tell your audience. Okay, Miss Coco, Pat, Miss Patty, tell them about what you guys experienced together, because I understand that you and Miss Patty have a connection here, right? You guys have a huge connection. Okay. Waymaker told me, he said, yes, I know who she is. So, Patty, I'm going to go to, I'm getting ready to drop this song. Before I do this, I want you to introduce yourself to our global audience.
I am Pat Canty with Canty Enterprises, Inc. And I'm not really talking, I'm not here to talk about me. I'm actually here to talk about Miss Coco, because that's what this is all about.
Okay.
And she's an awesome person, has been in this business for, you know, started probably before we can even get, you know, probably 5 years old. She's probably singing in a church choir, but she won't tell us about that part. But that's what it's all about. I'm a lover of Southern soul. I'm a lover of people. And my biggest thing is just making it happen and getting results and see people meet their dreams.
Well, then you're in the right place, because we may go tell you this is what we do. And our objective is to spread Southern soul, not only in the four corners of this country, north, south, east, and west, but all over the globe, because we have fans all over the world. And ladies and gentlemen, you better kick back and you better ask somebody, because this station right here, Studio W, if you haven't heard of us before, look, Waymaker, tell them, bro. Yeah. Tell them, we coming.
Wide open. I'm excited about it. This is the show where talent meets the world. And it's exactly what I said, where talent meets the world. It doesn't matter whether it's singing, business, education, or what have you. This is where talent meets the world. And what we mean by world, global.
That's exactly right. Everywhere. Because that's exactly right. Everywhere. Because people think that we only, now check this out. There's a stereotype. They think that black folks can only sing and dance. No.
Thank you, Jesus.
We are builders. We are creators. We're also educated. We educated you. Come on. Yes. Now, don't play with me. All right. Business, education, art, entertainment. We have the whole package. And before you know it, we're going to drop this thing on you. Hey, look, I tell you what. Miss Coco, I know you have a short period of time. So can we kick it off with this one right here? Can I drop it?
Give it to him. Give it to him.
Yeah. You're supposed to give him an introduction, let him know what
you're
about to do. You're going to hit him in the head.
Country girl.
Hello.
You better ask somebody.
Hey,
kick back, grab a glass. Grab your red cup.
I got mine.
Oh! I understand, Miss Coco. Oh man, this is shining them lights, thick old thighs, they mine so bright. Go ahead, girl. Have mercy, good God. Good
Lord.
So maybe take a drink. With the new sound. Look at that cowgirl ride. This is mean. Look at that cowgirl ride. I love it. Yeah. Miz.
Gonna take this ride.
Go, go.
Saddle up.
M-I-Z-Z.
Saddle up. Saddle up. Gonna take this ride.
Miss Coco, you're a bad girl.
Bad girl.
You're a bad girl. Good Lord, girl. Oh, you know, you ought to be careful. No, you should be careful. Good Lord, don't be doing that. Hey, somebody bring me a nerve pill over here. Somebody bring me a nerve.
We fresh out
a nerve pill.
Just hold on. You'll be all right.
Okay. Hey, Waymaker, take over. Let me breathe a little bit. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Good.
Miss Coco, tell the people.
Miss Pat was trying to say something.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Miss Pat was trying to say something.
I just wanted to say that Southern Soul used to be your grandma's music. You know, that they used to call Little House music. That music that mom and dad listened to. But now, it's our music, and they brought it up into the 21st century.
Look.
And so that song that she's singing, that's going to be the next national anthem to all the trail rides. And we know that Southern Soul and trail rides go hand in hand.
Right. Hey, look at Waymaker. Tell them what we going to do, because our objective is to spread this around the globe. I'm going to drop it off to you, brother. Tell them. Please tell them.
Yes. Our objective is to spread it around the world. And our mission and objective is two different things to me.
All right.
When you're on a mission, you determine for stuff to happen.
That's right.
Objection is an opportunity for things. But our mission is for this to happen, and that's the mission that we on. And to bring up-and-coming artists, old artists, artists that's been in this business a moment that necessarily hadn't got the global attention, that's the purpose of this broadcast, just the purpose of this Wednesday night that we're doing with Talent Meets the World.
That's right.
And I was going to ask Miss Coco, tell them, because I got peoples in Mississippi, tell them your Mississippi connection so they can understand the reason why you like certain lyrics or why you like certain songs is because that Mississippi mud been on your boots before. Go ahead.
Mississippi mud, some of that clay dirt.
Come on now.
Is it red?
Come on, Jesus.
Is it red?
Red dirt too.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead, dog. Go ahead.
But I actually grew up singing around people like, you know, Bobby Womack, Al Green, Aretha Franklin, the William Brothers, Shirley. Everybody knows Shirley. Matter of fact, when I was like 14 years old, no, I was 12, and she asked my mom if I could go on the road and sing with her. Wow. But of course, you know, my mom said no. I think I must have cried for 2 weeks. I tell everybody that story. And everybody knows the Canton Spiritual.
Pop Ken,
he's going on, but Harvey, all those guys, the William Brothers, ooh, Lee Williams, the Mighty Clouds of Joy, the Blind Boys. I grew up singing on the same stage. They couldn't come close or within 100 miles radius, and Lil Diana wasn't there. I was there, and they knew me. They knew me as the girl with the big
Lord.
Boy.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. This is too cool.
So, yes.
And, you know, the thing about what we try to do, we try to make a cultural connection. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to stay connected. We have to stay connected. And I tell you what, if it's up to me and the Waymaker, oh, it's going to happen. You can count on that one. Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah. It's no question about it. Miss Coco, we don't want to, I know you got a few minutes left to go, and then you got to come back. You have to come back.
I must.
Because you only have a short period of time, and it's too much of you. I mean, in your presence. Okay.
Yes.
In your presence.
I will come back.
Yeah.
I will come back.
AWB.
Yes.
WB.
Yes.
I must say something about Miss Coco.
Please.
She is the type of entertainer, singer, entrepreneur that when she comes into the room,
look,
this is what I love about her.
Woo!
If when she walks into the room, when she walks into the room, you know a lady done came in the room.
That's right.
That's very, very important in this business. Yes. So when you walk into the room, people automatically know you must be somebody.
Yes.
And she has that presence about herself and the way she presents herself.
Okay. I'm going to write down something right now. Okay. I'm going to write something because, you know, I'm working on some lyrics right now. So in other words, she makes heads roll.
Did you say heads roll?
No, that's what I just said. You know, I can't reach over to grab my pad and pencil quick enough. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So she's a head roller. Okay.
She's a head roller.
I carried her to
we did a show in Myrtle Beach.
Oh my goodness, man,
absolutely fun show. And Miss Coco went down to those people's place and turned it out. That's all we make got to do. She turned it out. She did her thing.
Let me see if I have the right one up here right now. She has some stuff here that I think let me see this one right here. Let's see if this works. Ladies, I hope it works.
Even if I get drunk, girl, you got all that.
Miss Coco.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, is that the right one? Oh, I didn't want to do that one right now. Oh.
Wait, no. I'm sorry.
Yeah. We're ready to party.
Oh.
I can't wait to hear chocolate drop. That's my favorite.
Oh.
That's one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah. I'll pay your bills and take good care of you. Then he said,
I second that. What toast to that? Whoa! Got that junk in the trunk. Oh. Okay. Let's do this.
I have a story about chocolate drops.
You know what? I didn't mean to drop that one right then, baby. I didn't mean to do that. Because there's a story behind this one. Okay, and I thought I had it lined up that I was going to leave that for maybe a climax. Okay, let me leave that alone. A moment. I was going to leave that for a moment. Okay. Oh, my, my. There you go. This is cultural excellence, ladies and gentlemen.
Left us out there hanging. You gotta bring us on now. You done started.
Hey, Miss Patty, what you trying to say there?
I'm just saying, hey, you gonna get this party started or what you gonna
do? a waymaker?
Yes. You open up your mouth again.
Okay. All right. Now, wait, hold it.
They don't want no teaser. They don't want to be teaser. Okay, give them what you got.
Oh, see? I told you to stop playing with me. I told you.
I met this man.
Oh, Lord.
About a year ago.
Oh, that's too good.
He said, baby, come with me.
Man.
You know you got that flow. He said, I like your swag. And you got so much. I said, will you treat me right? Mm. And come home at night. This is what he said. I'll be down, even if I get drunk. Cause girl, you got all that junk in your trunk. He said, you got junk in your trunk.
Come on.
That's what he said to me. You got that junk.
You better bring it.
And I like it, baby. Then he said, listen, it's been a while since I met a woman just like you. Make me feel like a king. You make me feel brand new. Not only are you smart,
take good care of you. Didn't he say it? I'll be there even if I get drunk. Said you got junk in your trunk. Said to me, you got that junk in your trunk. And I like it, baby. He said, just junk in your trunk. You're fine. And you're pretty too. Ooh, and that junk in your trunk, baby.
Oh, what in the world? Oh, no, 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 no. We can't have
that. You might have to play that again.
Oh, oh.
Look at it. Seems like she already done packed her bags. Sounds like she done packed her bags.
Oh.
Oh. Put it down, girl. You can't leave.
Oh, you can't leave right now. You can't do this. You can't do this to me. Oh, my. And we're going to do some, oh, look here, we got to do some refreshing here or something like that, because that is too mean. Wow. We're going to get back to that junk in the trunk here. Okay, Miss Coco. And this is what we're going to do. We're going to leave some cliffhangers with the audience here. We're coming back to that before you leave the junk in your trunk. Ladies and gentlemen, like the Waymaker said, you guys don't want a teaser. You want a pleaser. You want a
absolutely.
Oh. Oh,
okay, now.
My boy.
Look at me. Hey, wait. You know I'm in my zone. You already know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
WB, you feeling it?
I already felt it, baby.
Come on, give us some of that Barry White voice.
Look here, you don't want me to drop that. You really don't want to do that.
Because that's your Barry White impersonation.
Hey, darling, it is not an impersonation. Okay, I had this along the same time Barry White had it. I just don't. I just haven't recorded anything yet. Okay. Okay. Don't play. Don't play. Look, don't play with me. Just because I'm a radio personnel, don't mean I can't get on stage and do some things. All right.
Oh, I heard that.
Look at I.
Okay.
All right.
WB don't act up now.
All right. I've never seen a mic I don't like.
Oh.
All right.
Oh my.
All right.
I was trying to find something to drink for, but I guess I take a drink for that.
Okay. Okay. Now, you know, I was going to ask you guys to get serious for a moment, but I forget that. Just act crazy. Look, this is a platform that we want you to do what you do and let your hair down and let's be our real selves on this, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and I tell you what, I want to play the recorded version of this, and then if I can get to it, I'm going to do the live version where Miss Coco was on stage. However, before I go there, Miss Coco, that song, Junk in Your Trunk, you were featured on the Ricky Smiley. Come on, Ricky Smiley.
That's right.
Okay. Is that his morning show?
Well, before I went to his morning show, I was in Birmingham, Alabama.
Uh-huh.
And from Birmingham, Alabama, when I was in Birmingham, Alabama, he actually had me to sing that song five times. He started that song over Junk in Your Trunk five times. He also had me walking through his whole entire audience singing Junk in Your Trunk.
Oh.
And he liked the oil that I have made for myself. He was like, "Thou smell it." So he really liked the song. And from that, he asked me to come and sing it on his morning show in Dallas, Texas. So that's where I went to his morning show, in Dallas, Texas to perform Junk in Your Trunk.
You know, and you guys know, I love Ricky Smalley, and you guys know that he's huge. And for him to invite you on his show, I mean, guess what? It only took me a few minutes to know that you're bad. You're a bad lady. Because even before I met you, and Waymaker reminded me, he said, you already playing her songs. You're already, and I hope you don't mind because I have two lists here that I put songs that I really love on it. And that is the Platinum Party Mix 4.0. Platinum Party Mix 4.0. And that is the Hall of Fame of the Buzz Network. And so while your songs were playing, I tried to add them and I couldn't add them. You know why? Waymaker, tell me why I wasn't able to add it.
Probably had off too much on there. It's probably full.
It was already there.
It was already there. Even better.
And then I went to my Southern Soul favorite country list and I tried to add you there. You know why I couldn't add it? It was already there. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. You know, we did a test earlier tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And Miss Coco, I'm just going to play this version that I have right here. I'm going to play this one. I might be able to put up the live version later, but can we play the recording version? If that's okay with you, can I drop
it? Okay,
can I drop it? All right,
go ahead,
my finger's on the trigger. This is called chocolate drop.
Yeah.
Miss Coco. Oh my goodness. Where's the nerve pill? It ain't coming. Okay, all right. I'll get an aspirin or something. Okay. Man. Lord.
Let me be your chocolate drop. Yeah. When I look in your eyes, you really turn me on. All night long, you make me moan and groan. You know the way I want it. Oh, you give it to me right. You make my love come down. All through the night. Oh,
yeah.
Chocolate drop. Come on, let me work it, ooh. We can do it like this, yeah. Let me swerve it, mm.
Damn.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Let me work it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me work it for you.
That's real good, man.
Let me be your chocolate drop. Let me work it for you. Let me be your chocolate drop. Let me be your chocolate drop. I'm dropping it like it's hot. Hey, let me be your chocolate drop. Any way you want it, baby, like it's hot. Got to be your chocolate drop.
Oh my goodness. Stop the presses, drop the mic. Yeah, baby. Chocolate.
One of many. One
good
of
Lord,
many.
Good Lord.
One of many.
I'm having a moment here.
I'm
going to
give you some of the drink. Let me give you some of my Coke.
Oh, God. Yeah, baby, I need that. Any way you can get them. I'm sorry. Any way you can ship that.
I got you. I'm sending it right now.
Okay. Okay. Express. And what are you holding? What are you? Is that a golden mic?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Oh.
It is.
I
won this year. So I'll tell you about it.
Please. Please.
So when I did Chocolate Drop was my very first recording. And some people in Atlanta heard it, and several people heard it all around. And they have this thing in Atlanta called the Southern SPMAS is how they pronounce it. It's a SPMAS. And it's an award that they give away. So I actually won the award. I was nominated, and I was just thinking, I just came out. I was nominated. I doubt that I'm chosen. That's just me thinking, right? You see what's in my hand.
That's right.
I was chosen as best female artist with Chocolate Drop, which was my first recording.
Oh.
And they shipped a trophy to me. So
I'm looking at
this.
This is it. I'm looking, and it's absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
There you go.
It is beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you, guys.
One of many.
Oh, my God. I'm waiting for my first a Golden Mike award, and I am so proud of you. You are fantastic. Your personality is really, really great. And the thing about it, Miss Patty, a lot of artists, when they obtain a certain level of success, they get all snobbish. And I don't feel that with Miss Coco. I don't feel that at all with her.
And I dealt with a lot of artists, you know, from, you know, Anthony Hamilton Tucker, you know, King George on down. And one of the things that, you know, really, you know, made me feel great to work with Miss Coco is that she remained humble. Because, see, you know, humbleness takes you a long ways. And, you know, sometimes people get so big in their britches, they become a little arrogant. But, you know, humble is what gets the prize.
Absolutely. And you're exactly right. And I'm going, Waymaker, he's dropping in and out. Miss Coco, I know, look here, I want to cherish all the time we have together with you. And, and I know you only have a few more minutes. So anyway, we're going to take a music break and we're going to come back to you because tonight is about you. I want to honor you here on cultural excellence right here on the Buzz.
You.
And I'm just loving every minute of it. So in the meantime, I'm going to drop a song by a local artist here in RVA. And it is Plunky. Guys, kick back, grab a glass, and enjoy. Studio W is Buzz, your global radio network. Guys, I told you, we circle this thing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with the finest in broadcasting around the globe. Drop it! Come on, drop it. I tried to told you. Woo! Oh. The planet drop. We'll be right back. All right. Okay. All right. We just lost the Waymaker. He just texted me and says it's bad weather in Biloxi. So we're going to keep the show going. The show always goes on. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for something to do 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, this is the place, studiow.buzz. So let me give you the credentials. If you have an Apple device, just go to your Apple App Store and download studio.w. That's studio.w. Okay, studio.w. Android is simply Studio W. Go to Alexa and Google Play, Apple CarPlay, and the website. This show, as recorded, will be up on the website tomorrow. Okay? I don't know exactly what time.
Okay.
But it will be up there. And so if you want to hear it again or simply share it with a friend, just go to studio.w.buzz. I made a pause there. Miss Patty and Miss Coco, I made a pause there because a lot of people, they say, I tuned into Studio Buzz. No. It's like missing a digit on a phone number. It ain't going to work. It's Studio W, as in William Winter, you know, wonderful. Okay. Studio W dot
w.
Buzz.
W.
And,
w.
Hey, thank you, darling. Thank you. Oh, I love that. Okay. And so you can hear us anywhere around the globe. I don't care if you're in Italy. I don't care if you're in France. I don't care if you're in Germany, Jamaica, Australia, New Zealand. You get the picture, right? All right. Now, Miss Coco, what I'm trying to do, because I know that you're limited on time. This jam right here with Dean Roberts. Okay, is this the one we're looking for? I don't know.
That's one of them. That's fine. That's it.
Okay. Oh, why did that one stop? How did that happen? Look,
what's that?
I played it. Okay, let's try this.
Whatever you bring, we gonna rock it. Come on.
She said, "Whatever you play, we gonna rock it."
We gonna rock it.
Oh. Hold on one second.
We gonna do one of my songs.
We gonna cancel this one.
Called Country Girl Ride. You can't
be here.
Okay. On all social media platforms.
I got about 3 minutes, so if you can just go ahead and play Party with Grace.
Music. Miss Coco Music. Let me hear you say
Miss Coco Music.
I'm just gonna die. That just sounds so boring. Miss Coco Music.
Indisputable exclusive.
Just a few.
Okay, no, we are back right here. Okay. Now I got a message. You guys couldn't hear that.
Yeah, we couldn't hear anything.
Okay, but the audience could hear that because
oh,
she.
Okay.
Okay, now I don't know whether it was Facebook or whoever it was that was blocking that. But anyway, we're going to forget the live stuff and we want to go to, I know you have a few minutes, Ms. Coco. Okay, because right. See what happens is we connect with Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Okay. And then our audience that's on the app, which is studio.w on Apple or Studio W on Android or the website studio.w.buzz, they were hearing what you guys weren't hearing.
Okay, well, that's good then. We just want to make sure it's coming through.
Oh, it's coming through, but it's not coming through to you, which upsets me. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to go to something that you guys can hear, and let me know. I want a thumbs up if you hear this one.
Hey, y'all. I don't know where you are,
Miss Coco.
But I need you to stop what you're doing and
all right.
Head over to the juke joint party with us tonight.
Come on.
Yeah.
There's a party at the juke joint.
What?
Yeah.
They be getting it on.
I heard they having a good time.
Everywhere. They're gonna party all night long. There's a party at the juke joint.
Mississippi and Memphis.
Carolina and Georgia. Texas, Alabama. We'll be ready for ya. The party will start around 7. It won't end till 2 or 3. But if we're all having fun, we'll just let it be.
There's a party at the juke joint.
All night long.
They be getting it on
at the juke joint. People from everywhere.
People from everywhere.
They're gonna party all night long. There's a party at the juke joint.
Somebody heat. It's going down tonight.
We're all gonna have some fun. We're gonna party, y'all. Party till the break
of dawn. There's a party at the juke joint.
They be getting it on.
They be getting it on.
People from everywhere.
From everywhere.
They're gonna party all night long.
There's a party at the juke joint.
Steady be getting it on.
People from
this is Juke Joint. Hey, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, this has been really, really great. Hey, wow, Miss Patty.
I'm still here.
Yes, you are. And Waymaker is back. Waymaker is back. And I understand. Oh, the lady, Miss Coco. Now, I understood that she only had about 45 minutes or so.
Yeah, okay. She's good. Yeah, she's but headed
out. But she's coming back. She's coming. She promised me that she was coming back. And Miss Patty.
Yes.
If you want to hang out with me and the Waymaker for a little while longer.
Do it, absolutely.
Okay. Well, then we're going to do something right now.
Okay.
Again, I have to thank the connection with Mr. Derek, the Change Man Smith. And this is his latest hit. Ladies and gentlemen, kick back, grab a glass. I understand he has a tour right now. Oh, it's called a Crazy. I said crazy about you tour. Derek the Change Man Smith. He's a bad boy. Check him out. Come on now.
Trying to tell myself that what I feel ain't real.
Oh.
I cried about it. I lied about it. To tell you the truth. Almost died about it. Oh, baby. I'm still crazy.
I'm crazy.
Still you crazy about you. I know you moved on. You got a new family. I heard you got three kids.
Yes, you do.
And they say your oldest boy looks like me. Heard that you're doing good on your job. You got a promotion, but I hope that man is treating you good, giving you love and devotion. But oh, baby, I'm still crazy. I'm still crazy about you, baby. Still crazy about you. Ooh. Listen here, baby. I'm not trying to cause hell in your home before I give you stress. I'll leave all this craziness alone. But if there's half a chance, just have to try before I close the door. Close the door and tell you goodbye, baby. I'm still crazy. I wanna testify and express myself. I gotta say that I'm still
crazy
about you. Lord, I'm still crazy about you. I don't understand how that man been with you this long. Yes, and haven't changed your last name. I don't understand it.
Good
God Almighty. I heard you got his kids, but still, he ain't changed your last name. Ooh, baby, if he had taken you down to the altar, I wouldn't bother you. Oh, baby, if he'd even taken you down to the courthouse, I wouldn't bother you.
But
God Almighty, there's still a chance. I want you to know there's still since just the other day. I almost ran in the back of somebody. Baby. And in my dresser drawer, in the bottom drawer, there are pictures of you and I. And sometimes when I'm feeling low, sometimes when I'm feeling down, I look at your pictures where we went to the county fair. And I want you, your favorite pink teddy bear. Oh, crazy. I know it sounds after all this time that I'm out of my mind. But if you have anything left for me, if you have anything left for me, tell me, tell me, come on.